Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning. This is Send 7 World News in 7 Minutes. I'm Namitha Raghunath, and today is Tuesday, the 14th of September, 2021. Starting in Europe today. In Geneva, Switzerland, more than $1 billion in aid has been pledged for Afghanistan. This is after the United Nations said Afghanistan was facing a major humanitarian crisis. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for donors to pledge hundreds of millions of dollars for Afghanistan. Yesterday, he said that many people in Afghanistan could run out of food by the end of the month.
The people of Afghanistan need a lifeline. After decades of war, suffering, and insecurity, they face perhaps their most perilous hour. Now is the time for the international community to stand with them. And let us be clear, this conference is not simply about what we will give to the people of Afghanistan. It is about what we owe.
In the UK, England's chief medical officer said yesterday that healthy children aged 12 to 15 should be offered one dose of a COVID vaccine. Professor Chris Whitty said one dose of a COVID vaccine could help reduce school disruption in the next few months.
We think it is an important and potentially useful additional tool to help reduce the public health impacts that come through educational disruption.
Africa. In Rwanda, an opposition leader has gone on hunger strike after being arrested by police. Christopher Kayumba, the leader of the Rwandese Platform for Democracy, was arrested on Thursday on rape charges. Mr. Kayumba has called the allegations politically motivated, saying it began a day after he launched his party in March. In Nigeria, around 240 prisoners have escaped a prison facility. This happened after unknown gunmen attacked a prison. It is the second mass jailbreak this year in Nigeria. The attackers blew up the prison's fence to enter and fought with the guards. Two security officers were allegedly killed. Investigations are underway to find the escaped prisoners and the gunmen who freed them. The Americas. In Peru, officials are facing a problem over what to do with the body of Abimael Guzman. Guzman, who was the head of the communist Shining Path rebel group, died on Saturday in a military prison. In the past, the group has attempted to use violence to overthrow the Peruvian government. There are fears that if he were to be buried, his gravesite could become a protest point for extremists. Peru's justice minister said he would like to see Guzman's body cremated. However, legally, the public prosecutor's office will be the one to decide what happens to the body. In the United States, Capitol Police have arrested a man with illegal guns near the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. The suspect was found in a vehicle with swastikas and other extremist symbols painted on it. When stopped, the man claimed to be on patrol. He then began talking about white supremacy, according to police. The arrest comes as police fear an upcoming right-wing rally. Asia. In India, an outbreak of dengue fever is suspected of killing dozens of people in Uttar Pradesh. The outbreak is believed to have begun in September. Authorities have launched a campaign to destroy mosquito breeding grounds. Authorities have also said in just one district, 58 people, many of them being children, have died. Health officials fear that Uttar Pradesh is in the mid of its worst dengue outbreak in years. In Bangladesh, the government has reopened schools after an 18-month COVID shutdown. Hundreds of thousands of children in Bangladesh returned to their classrooms after 543 days, one of the world's longest coronavirus shutdowns. In a report last week, UNICEF warned that extended school closures during the COVID crisis would be harmful to the 430 million children in South Asia. And finally, in the UK, the government yesterday launched the world's largest trial on a new blood test. The blood test is said to be able to detect more than 50 types of cancer before symptoms appear. Health officials believe this could be the beginning of a revolution in cancer detection and treatment in the UK and around the world. And that's your world news in 7 minutes. Please help us to grow by leaving a review in your podcast app, or by mentioning us in an Instagram story. We will say thank you on the podcast. We are on social media at Send7Podcast. Transcripts and more are at send7.org. I'm Namitha Raghunath, and tomorrow you will be with Stephen DeVincenzi. Have a great day.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.